everybody, welcome back to the Tubular Teen Podcast. It's Isabella here, and I know it's long overdue that I record, and maybe I don't even have any more listeners anymore, but I'm still gonna talk because one of my favorite underground rappers just died recently, Lil Peep, and I've been seeing mixed comments. Most of them are very positive and whatnot, but there's a lot of comments that I've been seeing, like, people have felt the need to make a comment on another human being's death as if they feel entitled to be like, oh, who cares that he died? Anyways, so I'm gonna actually talk about this a little bit because I'm confused and sad, I guess. So yeah, you know the drill. I'm gonna play some music. Maybe some Lil Peep music. We'll see. Oh, I forgot how terrible the quality of recording here is. Anywho, I don't have a microphone. I'm sorry. My voice sounds weird through this app. It's okay. You can still listen to me. So, Lil Peep, in case you didn't hear, he was heavy on the whole drugs and alcohol thing. As many people in the rap scene are. Not saying that's right, and it's not right at all. None of this will justify the fact that he was doing things he shouldn't have and seemingly glorifying it, I guess you could say. I feel like this is all up to interpretation, because you could say, based off of his music, if anything, this wasn't glorifying Xanax. This was telling you, hey, this is how effed up things get. You just gotta listen to his music. Interpret things how you want, but here's how I see things. So I saw a comment on YouTube, and I was watching the last video taken of him alive, and he was actually taking the Xanax that killed him because it was laced with fentanyl. Now, I personally have dealt with a death resulting to fentanyl in my family, as I'm sure many people have, because it's essentially a crisis now. You touch that stuff, you can overdose. It's not a matter of if you die, it's when you die. And it was my aunt, because she was on heroin. And the last hit she took had fentanyl laced in it. And the guy didn't even go to jail that distributed it to her. Which, you have to think, these people who are handing out the laced drugs, it's basically preying on the weak. You can't say it's, for instance, you can't say it's this my aunt's fault because she was doing heroin, okay? It's an addiction. It's a serious issue. It's not like you can just say, oh, I'm not going to take heroin today, and then be done with it for life. It's a sickness. It's an illness. It's an addiction. It's not a choice, essentially. You can choose to get better, of course. But that stuff has such a strong hold on you. And then same with Xanax, same with alcohol. I just don't understand people that are saying he did this to himself. Blah, 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 blah. He had serious issues. He really, oh my God, I'm freaking triggered, okay? I don't understand how people could say something about another human being's life. Things like, oh, it's okay. Who cares that he died, you know? Nothing of value was lost. His fault for killing himself. It's not a choice always. I know, again, another example. In my family, my father was a very strong alcoholic. And I know it wasn't easy for him to just say, no, I'm not going to pick up the bottle anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it took over, from the time he was 14 years old to the time he passed away, and he was still drinking and mixing prescribed medication throughout that whole time. And my grandmother, his mom, did everything in her power to help him. He got counseling, he got rehab, he got everything, and it still didn't change a thing. It's not always the fault of the person who's doing those things. It's a mental illness, and I don't know, I just wish things weren't as stigmatized. And yeah, I guess that's all I came on here to say. This is gonna sound like rambling, and I'm only 14. Yeah, oh my God, I can't even remember my own age. I'm only 14, So maybe I sound dumb, but that's just how I feel. That's just how I feel about it. Well, stay wavy, my dudes. Have a nice... What is today? Sunday. Have a nice Sunday. I'll try and tune in more often. I will have an episode on... Let's see. I have ideas in my notes. I did the episode on horoscopes. Oh, right. On Thursday, I will be doing a Throwback Thursday episode. And we're going to start off with the 90s. So stay tuned for that. Again, rest in peace. Rest in peace. Rest in peep, little peep. God, that's... Oh my God. Well, adios. Thanks for listening. I'm gonna play some music. Signing off.